It is Thursday, August 15th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 2013 Fayetteville Roots Festival is Thursday, August 22nd through Sunday the 25th. This music festival will showcase Ozark culture, roots music, and local food, as well as organic and fair trade items, art, and exhibits. Tickets and more information available at FayettevilleRoots.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, when you think of fertile ground for jazz, you may think of New Orleans, Europe, New York City, but Azerbaijan. Amina Figueroa grew up listening to jazz in her childhood home of Baku, Azerbaijan. She's released a dozen albums and will close the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series this weekend. We'll hear from her later on the show.
Plus, that extra A in Lake Atalanta in Rogers. Why the lake is called that explained in the latest edition of our series, What's in a Name? And a wilderness water trail inside the Fort Smith city limits.
First, a regulatory board which approved the Clarksville School District's decision to arm teachers and staff with concealed handguns is reversing itself. The Arkansas Board of Private Investigators and Security voted to suspend the license after Attorney General Dustin McDaniel said earlier this month it violates state law. Clarksville Superintendent David Hopkins says he's disappointed with the decision because he believes his training programs were more rigorous than what the state requires for private guards.
We can still hire armed security through another company, but yet the requirements for that security firm is that those individuals have a high school diploma and that they have 10 hours of training, whereas our people were ones that we knew, that we had vetted. Many of them hold multiple degrees. They not only received the 10-hour training for the commissioned security guard, but they received 53 hours of firearms training.
12 other districts have similar programs in effect, but the board yesterday called arming school personnel a danger to health, safety, and welfare of the public.
Arkansas State Police are deploying a new fleet of patrol cars that officials say will help keep highways safer. The cars do not have roof-mounted flashing blue lights and are marked with the state police seal only on the passenger side. Major J.R. Hankins is commander of the Highway Patrol Division's Western Region. He says the modern vehicles come in different colors and have been designed to blend in with ordinary traffic.
Well, you know, we laugh and say sometimes that those blue and white cars have a force field around them. And wherever we're on the highway, it seems like everybody's doing the right thing. And Arkansans say, you know, we see these things, we get complaints on a regular basis. And so maybe we'll now see what they're seeing with these vehicles.
There are 24 new patrol cars. The 12 troops in the state will each get two of the vehicles. The fleet was purchased with a grant from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Springdale Farmers Market at Shiloh Square has closed. Paula Bowles, manager of the Springdale Market, says the twice-weekly market did not get enough business to keep vendors at the downtown location. She says there are several possible reasons as to why the market at the Jones Center is more popular for customers.
Probably because of the easy access. For our customers, there's plenty of parking, and the customers like the outdoor atmosphere here. It's easy to park, and it's been in existence for 16 years, and they just like this location.
Bowles says it is likely a downtown market would reopen once Springdale's downtown revitalization projects are complete.
The plan for that revitalization area is to have a market in the downtown area. I don't know that it would necessarily be at Shiloh Square, but somewhere in the downtown area.
Meanwhile, the farmers market at the Jones Center is open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m.
A new nonprofit in Rogers will open its doors to help women from disadvantaged situations get on a trajectory of economic independence. Dress for Success Northwest Arkansas will hold an open house Saturday at its new location in Frisco Station Mall. Jonna Behrens is co-founder of the Northwest Arkansas affiliate. She says clients will be referred to Dress for Success through area women's shelters, educational institutions, job training programs, and other nonprofits that serve disadvantaged women and families.
Once they have an interview set up, they can come to us and then we will suit them for their interview. So we'll provide the professional clothing and accessories that they need to, you know, make a good impression in their first interview. And also the confidence that it takes, right? The suit brings them confidence. So that's one of the services. And then one of two things can happen. One is they get the job, great. And they can come back, and then we'll provide a mix and match wardrobe to kind of tie them over for the week or for a week. So then they can actually, as they start working, they don't have to make that major investment into clothing.
In addition, Barron says the organization will offer professional women's groups to help educate women on professional issues, such as managing finances or workplace conflict. But for clients whose interviews aren't successful, Barron says that the group will offer programs for helping them find other job opportunities. Barron says the idea to start Dress for Success affiliate in the area came when she was looking for a place to donate some of her own business attire.
And I'd known of Dress for Success. I'd worked with them in the past, you know, as a volunteer. And so I was looking them up on the internet to see if they had an affiliate here in the area, and it turned out they don't. And so I looked a little bit more into it, and the statistics in our area are really rather sad. You know, we've got such a big community of really well-to-do people.
Yet the overall poverty rate in Northwest Arkansas is around 19%. Barron says that the rate for women is around 24%. She says that Dress for Success is aimed at cutting that disparity. The open house for the Northwest Arkansas affiliate will take place at 11 a.m. Saturday at 100 North Dixieland Road in Rogers.
According to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, a new law goes into effect tomorrow, requiring drivers to move over from more than just emergency vehicles. Act 579, sponsored during the 89th General Assembly by State Representative Jonathan Barnett of Siloam Springs and signed into law by Governor Mike Beebe, requires drivers move over for vehicles owned by the Highway Department and its contractors, as well as utility vehicles, tow trucks, or other authorized vehicles displaying flashing blue, red, amber, white, or green lights. Drivers are required to move to the farthest possible lane or position from the authorized vehicle, or to slow down if pulling over isn't an option. Violators of the new law could be fined up to $500, confined to jail or both, in addition to potential court-ordered community service or a driver's license suspension of up to 6 months. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals won their second game in a row last night, a 1-0 victory in Arvest Ballpark in Springdale against the Corpus Christi Hooks. The three-game set concludes tonight in Springdale.
Forecast calls for partly cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows from 55 in Northwest Arkansas to 60 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny with highs from 79 to 84. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 55 in Northwest Arkansas to 62 in the Arkansas River Valley.